Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's so great to be with you here this morning. This weather is unbelievable. Isn't it so nice and warm and just a great weekend? And it just keeps going. So for those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and an attorney. I wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving with your family and got to get out there and enjoy time together as a family. You know, my wife gave me some grief this week. She's like, why are we sitting around watching TV? Let's all sit there and play a board game and talk to each other, have a conversation, because we're all in the same house. And she's right. So I hope you guys are doing that this weekend and learn something about each other, which maybe you didn't even know. And you can always push the TiVo, right, and just pause the game for a little while. It's a nice weekend. So anyway, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and enjoyed yourself, enjoyed your family. We're broadcasting live right now. I know it's Saturday, and we got to wake up a little bit, right? Let's get some energy going in here. We're live in the studio right now, downtown Oakland. If you have a question, maybe something came up around the dinner table the other night. Maybe you got a medical question or something's happening in your life right now and you need some help. I'm always here every weekend. Just call us right now, 888-588-5818. We have an operator standing by right now. The number is 888-588-5818. Or you can always tweet me your question at PYA Radio anytime you like. If there's one thing that has helped the market get higher this year, well, I think it's the expectation of tax reform. Lower taxes on companies, more simplified tax rules, and of course, tax cuts for most Americans. All of these have been expected to be the hallmark for truly an American renaissance. But will the current proposed tax reforms meet the audacious goal of making America great again? And what could these new tax rules mean for you if they can get passed? So that's what we're going to explore on today's episode as we discuss the tax reform proposals and what they mean for you and what you can do about them. How should you be thinking about it if these things are going to happen? Maybe you're thinking about buying a house right now. And should you be buying or renting? There's proposals in these bills which could affect you and could have some really meaningful impact on your money. So this is one show you really can't afford to miss. It's going to be super entertaining and educational. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So keep it right here. Now, let's get started, shall we? This has been a short week, but it's been busy. There's been a lot happening. If you have been paying attention, which I'm sure you are, the market just continues to go higher, higher and higher. And it makes you start to think about, what is this? What's going on? Tuesday was a super interesting day. There was literally a triple threat. All three indexes, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all closed at record highs. And then yesterday, Friday, which is typically a very short day on Wall Street, very quiet, we saw more. And in fact, we've been talking about this and it finally happened. This is exciting. The S&P 500. How long have I been talking about 2600? It's been now a couple months. What if, well, it happened. I thought it might and it did. 2602 is where we closed yesterday on the S&P 500. That's incredible. And the Dow got up to 23,557, hit 23,590 on Tuesday. So it's, you know, people have been talking about 24,000 on the Dow. Do you think we're going to see that before the end of the year? Tax reform goes through. I think you're going to probably see it. NASDAQ, 68.89. Can you believe that? I mean, these are all-time highs. This is amazing. And so I keep getting the questions. I'm sure you're thinking about it. How much further can this all really go? Well, right now, there's a whole confluence, I'll call it a confluence of positive energy that's floating around the universe. And these are things like good earnings. These companies that are reporting that are doing well are doing well. And those that aren't are getting punished. And that's kind of the way maybe it should be. But anyway, this is what's happening right now with a lot of these stocks. So they keep driving higher. You have economics right now, which are in pretty good shape overall as we continue to work through those. But they all look pretty good. The numbers are very strong. And you have interest rates at all-time lows. So it's the same story, but it just continues on. So all of this is helping the market get higher. But plus, now we have this, and again, the positive overhang from tax reform. You saw the House pass, and now this week coming up, we're going to see the Senate vote. And I think, again, this is my opinion, I think taxes will get done this year. And I think that you're going to get more momentum into the end of this year when and if that happens. So don't ignore this, because if it gets done, it's a momentum play right now. And when you see momentum, it's interesting. It's like a baseball swing, or the way a quarterback throws a ball, or the way that you take a car that has a small engine into a corner. It's all about momentum. And if you build momentum and you follow through, you can have very powerful results. And that's what's happening right now. So I'm going to give you a peek into 2018, because I've been getting questions about, what about next year? What are you doing to get set up for next year? People are already thinking about next year. We still got a few more weeks to go, folks. It's not over yet. So let's talk about 18. Well, I'll say right now, I am cautiously optimistic. And I think there's a couple things you need to put out there and pay attention to as you think about how you're going to allocate your funds and your investments for the coming months and years. So first and foremost, we got the Fed. Now, the Fed, we saw their minutes from October this week, and they showed a 93%. That's a pretty high probability, 93% that they're going to raise rates a quarter point this December. So there it is. It's been said, probably going to hike, and this will be December. Now, how many times are they going to hike next year? And that's something that could certainly have some cold water throwing on this market. And I think they could raise three times next year. So I'm going to say that. I think the Fed will raise possibly three times next year. And I think they're going to continue to tighten that balance sheet. They're going to keep pulling more of that fixed income back into their cash supply, which is going to take liquidity out of the market. And you want to keep your eye on unemployment, because if the unemployment numbers stay as low as they are right now and it continues, it's going to have an inflationary effect. It has to, because people right now, I don't know if you're feeling this, but as a small business owner, to find talent today in the Bay Area, I mean, if you know anybody out there who's got marketing experience, have them give me a call. But anyway, it's really tough to find really good talent today and people who are really committed and who love what they do. It's really tough. And so what that's going to do is start to create wage increase and wage growth. And that's what inflation is. When wages start going higher as a result of a shorter quality labor force, that starts driving prices up. And that's inflation. And the only way that you can effectively deal with inflation, one of the best ways, I shouldn't say the only, one of the most effective ways is by raising interest rates. So you're gonna push the Fed into a corner if this just continues on. And of course, we all know what happens when that happens. Markets just typically start to pull back. Now, tax reform. I said earlier, and I think it's going to get done this year, but what does it mean? And who's going to be the winners and who's going to be the losers? I saw an interview this week, and I won't say her name on the air, but anyway, she was talking about, well, I don't know much about that. I don't think it's going to affect or help me at all. I'm probably going to make some more money, but my cleaning lady, she's not going to make that much more. Well, I don't know about that. I have something right here today we're going to talk about. This comes from the Committee on Ways and Means from the House. And according to them, a typical middle-income family of four earning $59,000 will receive an $1,182 tax cut. $1,182. That's a lot of money for someone making $59,000. And what if they started saving that effectively? That could really help in 20 years from now. So don't just, you know, assume this is nothing. There's going to be some winners, and of course, there's always going to be some losers. So anyway, the facts is some of the Fed governors are concerned about a bubble. They're starting to say it. They're starting to say that these low interest rates, this was in the notes as well, that these low interest rates are the sign of a bubble. And that if we have rates too long, that could be a problem. So you could see them start to shift their focus. And if they do that, that certainly could affect the overall portfolio. Now, what should you be thinking about when it comes to your portfolio? Well, growth has done really well this year, the growth stock. So you may want to start taking a look at value, energy, biotech, financials. These are all going to do better through deregulation. And now that Powell is going to be running that thing, that's what's going to happen. Next week, you've got the consumer confidence numbers coming out. That's always something that has some kind of an impact on the market. With the shopping that's going on right now, I'm sure you were out there yesterday. It was crazy. It's unbelievable. I had to get something at Best Buy, and I walked in there, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, I'm stupid. This is crazy. Were you one of those people over there? I had to get this. There's no other place to get it. It was crazy. It was like a war zone. Anyway, so wow. I think consumer confidence is red hot, if you ask me. But we also have the Case-Shiller report, which will be about homes. And then we have GDP. Now, remember, the last two quarters, our GDP's been humming around 3%. If we get another big number on Wednesday, that's just more good, positive energy coming from this overall economic really renaissance that's happening. It's good news. Friday, we're going to see auto sales and the spending on construction. And then don't forget, the big thing next week is the Senate could be voting on this bill. In fact, you know they're going to be debating it because they're coming back from break, but they could actually vote on this bill and put it in front of the president, and then you know what's going to happen. It's going to happen. So there it is. So in any event, should you pay off your mortgage in light of the possibility of this mortgage deduction being reduced? This is something that's in the House bill. What do you think about that? Should you do it? It's all coming up next, so stick around. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Sometimes you just have to tell it like it is. Stay tuned for more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Any lane is in my ears and in my eyes.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Again, happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving time. And I got to say, being here in the Bay Area, we're so lucky. And yesterday, in fact, I hope you do it today. You should get over to the auto show in San Francisco. Can you believe this? Listen to this. So we show up yesterday, and they're handing out money to test drive cars. Now, for those of you who know, I do a little bit of auto rallying, if you call it, and $10. So you get $10 at Target, and you can drive what you like. So they had a Challenger out there. It was bright orange with some black stripes. You may have seen that going around a corner a little fast sideways. That wasn't me. No, of course not. But anyway, there are some great cars out there. So you should get out and take your family. All kinds of great exhibits and really, really nice. So anyway, that's here in the Bay Area happening right now. Anyway, it's been hailed as the largest tax change since Ronald Reagan. And while it may be not perfect, according to lots of stations you listen to, the proposals do attempt to really simplify our bloated, convoluted, and just overdone tax code. I, for one, am in favor of overhauling our tax code, but are these proposed tax reforms enough? More importantly, if they are implemented as they're proposed, how are they going to affect you? And that really is the big question, isn't it? Because we don't really know right now. But what you do know is that something is going to be coming. And it's always a good idea to prepare for something, at least have some idea before it comes. Now, what if it doesn't get passed? Or let's say it's watered down and just doesn't live up to all the expectations. Well, how is that going to affect the markets overall? No one really knows for sure, of course, what this is going to end up with at the end and what it's going to look like. But one thing for sure, you can hear it. Change is coming. And you got to get prepared to take advantage of the opportunities that could exist out there. After all, it's not about how much you make. It's about how much you keep after taxes that really counts. So while we patiently wait this coming week for the Senate to duke it out, let's dissect some of these tax proposals. And you can see a lot of it right on the House and Ways Committee from the U.S. House of Representatives right on their website. They have it nicely laid out there. And the messages are the same, which is according to the House and Ways Means article. These are things that are happening. The standard deduction is going to be changing. The mortgage interest deduction could be changing. Your state and local property deduction and taxes, these all could be changing. And if you do charitable deductions, evidently they're going to try and retain some of that. They're going to increase your child tax credit. So for those of you who have children, they're going to preserve the child and dependent care tax credit to help families care for their kids and older dependents, which would be very effective and helpful, would be, say, you had a disabled grandparent or your own parent that you were taking care of who needed your help. Well, this would be a nice way to get a tax credit. It's called the Dependent Care Tax Credit, which can give you the ability to take a deduction for that if that's something that you happen to be doing right now. Now, how about the AMT tax? Well, according to the House, they're going to repeal that. That's a huge hooray because we all know you love that AMT, don't you? It's so exciting. Anyway, so what do these tax changes mean for you? After all, that is the focus of today's show. So having a higher standard deduction may allow you to deduct more than itemizing on your current tax return. It just depends on your situation. And according to, again, this is from the policy highlights, they're saying that they significantly increase the standard tax deduction. And so they're saying it's going to go from $6,350 to $12,000 for an individual. And if you're a married couple, that could be up to $24,000. So think about that. If you weren't deducting, and one way to find out is how much are you itemizing right now? Go look at your tax return. Maybe this weekend, pull it out and see what are my deductions. And if you're not quite taking $24,000, then that means you're going to actually possibly benefit from this because by getting $24,000 as a deduction as a married couple and $12,000 for an individual, that's a lot better than maybe what you're doing right now overall when you look at it. So that's something that the House is trying to get through. And again, what they're saying under this bill is that a typical middle-income family of four who earns $59,000 is going to receive $1,182 effective tax cut. And let's think about that. If you got $1,182, what would you do with it? Well, you could invest it. You could say, that's going to be my retirement money. Because I don't know if you saw this, but this week there was a special on the and we hear this all the time about, I've heard some people say to me, you know, in fact, this fellow came in this week. He says, my friend listens to your show and he just can't stand it. He said, because you make him feel so depressed about the fact that he's not saving money. Well, that's not the point of this show. The point of the show is to help you think about this. And let's think about the $10 I just got from Target yesterday. Shall we? That was a free $10. So it costs $10 to go to the show, but if you get $10 back from Target, well, that's free. And you know how I feel about free. So anyway, what now you're going to get $11.82 back. And so if you do, if this passes, then what will you do with that? Well, hopefully you will invest it. Hopefully you open up an account, like an IRA account or a Roth account. You need to, again, talk to your CPA and see which the right one to do. Even just a savings account. But if you find yourself saving $100, $150, $200 a month, just take it right out of your check first. That's the secret. When you get your paycheck, before you do anything, pay yourself first. Put a little bit of money away in some type of retirement account or a savings account. And just do that. And don't stop it. Set it up so it's automatic, so you don't have to think about it. That will make it so much easier for you to save. And if you give yourself some time, then that can build. And that's a great deal. That's just the way to do it. So what can you do? Well, I think by having this higher standard deduction, this could help a lot of people. And with the uncertainty of the future tax laws, the best thing you can do right now is to plan smart. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to today's show so you can understand how tax reform will affect you, so you can take advantage of all the coming changes. And if your advisor has never asked to see a copy of your tax return, or it's been a while, that should concern you. Because how could your plan be tax efficient if your investment manager doesn't understand and can't appreciate your tax situation? How can it be optimized to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there, and especially the ones that are possibly coming in these reforms, if the person that manages your account isn't familiar with your situation? Well, I feel this: as a wealth advisor, you cannot have an investment strategy that is tax efficient and integrated without first understanding your situation. And you have to do it every single year. It's like a radiologist not looking at an x-ray or a CAT scan and saying, oh, you've got a broken femur. But it's not broken. It's just sore because your kid kicked it. Or you bumped the coffee table when you're running to grab that beverage during the commercial. Right? John D. Rockefeller said it the best: the surest way to accumulate wealth. Now, this guy was one of the richest guys in the world. So listen to this. The surest way, this is a quote, to accumulate wealth is to not pay tax on income you're not using. Jeez. Does that make sense? Why would you pay tax on income you're not using? So listen, if you're not getting the kind of comprehensive wealth planning advice that our clients receive, well, that's good reason for you to sit down with us. Year-end tax planning is not simple. It can be confusing. The deeper you start to scratch into this stuff, the more you realize you need some help. That's why it makes a lot of sense right now to meet with our team, who looks at these kinds of things every day. In our office, we have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and financial advisors who work as a team to help you through decisions like these. We can help you achieve your goals with our end-of-the-year retirement review process. You'll learn what precise steps you can take right now to reduce your tax liability next year before it's too late. So get questions answered that are in your mind right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, or other brokerage-type account, you can add them all up together. As long as you're at 250 or more, pick up the phone now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own review process done for you, private, with no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, I'll say it slower. 888-588-5818. You know what they say about eights. Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team. Here it is one more time. 888-588-5818. 5818 and request your own personal end-of-year retirement review. Coming up next, how could tax reform help your business? Find out when I return. It's all coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. No coincidence there. I heard that a great show this week. Anyways, I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And if there's one thing that has seemed to help drive this market higher, it's this expectation of tax reform. And we all know what lower taxes could mean for companies that... We're paying some of the highest rates we've seen in the developed world, 35%. And the House proposal is talking about 20%. So will the current tax proposed reforms meet the goals? Some are saying audacious goals of making America great again. And what could these new tax rules mean for you? So that's what we're exploring on today's episode of Protect Your Assets as we discuss the tax reform proposals and what they mean for you. So what if you're a high income earner like a doctor or a small business owner or an executive, your own company, S Corporation, LLC, C Corp? Or what if you're expecting a high income year this year because you exercised some stock options? Maybe you received an inheritance. Or even a lump sum payment from, say, a deferred comp. How do you shelter income from the outrageous taxes that are really coming your way next April? Well, the good news is there are a variety of ways that you can think about these opportunities as they exist for you. And one way to do that is to sit down and talk to somebody about it. So this past week, we had an individual who was working for a long time. She's 59 years old. She is just tired of commuting. I mean, let's face it. It's tough around here. Even get to work. You know, the standard of living you had here 10 years ago, today is markedly different. So she was 49 years old 10 years ago. She's been doing what she's been doing for a while now. Now she's 59. And she says, you know, I want to quit my job. I've just had enough. It's just been too much. I'm making about $250,000 a year. Now, her husband's doing well, too. He's making a good living. So they're paying top taxes in this area. She's getting a W-2 right now, and this commute's just killing her. So, you know, we sat down with our team and tried to decide what are some things she could do. One thing she thought about, together with us, was going to her boss on Monday and saying, hey, I got an idea for you. Because I'm a W-2 at 250. So what am I really costing you when you add up the unemployment insurance and the workers' comp and my health benefits? Because she's got health through her husband, doesn't really need these anymore. Well, that's a nice little package when you start to add it all up together. But if she doesn't have to collect that from her boss, that could give her boss some more money to throw her way. So the thought was, well, why don't you ask him if you could become a 1099 where you could work out of your house and stop this commute and still, have your own business and consult with them and tell them what to do and help them through the things that you do and know how to do. And let's just say that you decided that you wanted to stick away some of that $250,000 that you're earning right now because you don't need it all. She doesn't. And her 401k is only giving her a certain amount, which isn't enough to reduce the tax bill. But by setting up these types of different retirement accounts, she could stick away more than $200,000 a year, given their situation, according to the CPA in the office here. So this is a way for her to put away more money into a retirement account, quite a bit more than she's doing now. Really work from home, which is what she wants to do anyways, because the commute's ridiculous. And not kill herself this last year just to hang in there, because she feels guilty about, you know, just leaving them high and dry. But you could clearly see it's killing her. Now, you got to ask yourself the question, is your job killing you? Is it hurting the people that you really love? Is it really worth it? And if it's not, why do you do it? I know. So anyway, this is what she was doing. The tax reform proposals that are being floated around the House and the Senate include a host of tax law changes for U.S. businesses. Now, these specific tax reforms are in large part to thank possibly this historic market we've seen that's built to where it is today. But will these proposals be enough to keep the momentum going? And will corporate tax reform meet the high expectations of investors? Well, time will certainly tell. Even if we get something passed this year, we're not going to really know what it's going to mean for probably several months thereafter. But what's being proposed looks pretty solid. And you can see this by going to the House Ways and Means Committee. They have a website, and they have this whole little printout of what this bill means, what they're trying to do. And the big one, which you see right up front, is the job creators for all sizes of corporations and lowering that rate from 35. I mean, think about it, taking it down from 35 to 20%. That'll make us more competitive in a globalized, industrialized world that's charging a lot less to their factories. How's that fair to us? It's not. So that alone is a 15% bump. And as you look at stock prices, if a company like that could benefit from it and get, say, 10% better earnings on their position, what's that going to mean overall to that stock price? It should have some kind of a correlation to it. And what I like here is they say reduce the tax rate on the hard-earned business income of Main Street job creators to no more than 25%. Think about this. They even say this right here, the lowest tax rate on small business income since World War II. That's right, since World War II. So think about that. You're running a small business right now. You're paying what you're paying because of the flow-through income. Maybe you're paying 39.6. What if that went to 25? What would that mean to you? Would you hire more people? Would you do more to have your company grow? You probably would. I know I will. So, again, if anybody knows a good marketer out there, please have them give me a call. Anyway, so these are some good things for the overall business community and establishing some identity as to what it all means and how you can figure out in a simple, easy-to-read format might be actually pretty good for all of us. And what I'm concerned about or interested in is the write-off on interest on loans, because especially when it comes to real estate, some of the talk has been that there's going to be a change in the mortgage deduction. They're saying that it could go from $1 million down to $500,000, according to this particular version. So, you know, if you're in the process right now of buying a house or looking at a house, the market is pretty hot. We know around here. Just realize that if you're going to be buying a house and you need to borrow more than $500,000, that may be the cap on how much you can write off is the interest on that $500,000. In other words, if you had to borrow $1 million or $1.5 million, then everything over that, you're going to have to eat. And so you're going to want to look at other ways to make that work for you if that's something you're considering on doing. I understand this is exciting, and a lot of people are looking forward to a lot of these kind of changes. But what if you're not a business owner? How do you protect yourself from paying the taxes that are certainly going to always be there? There are, of course, a whole host of different ideas to help you lower your tax bill that we can tailor for you to your unique situation. So I think one of the smartest things you can do is to not be left in the dark and to get more educated as we understand what this is going to mean for us all. And I got an idea for you, a plain English straightforward conversation about taxes, retirement, and investment planning. How much spendable income can your retirement account produce each and every month reliably and tax efficiently for the rest of your life? According to Nobelist, this guy won a Nobel Prize. His name is Professor Merton of MIT. Guy's pretty smart. You need to be thinking about these sort of things right now. Because if you're not taking it, it's just going away. You know it. It's just evaporating into the thin air. So retirement income planning today is totally different than saving for retirement. According to Professor Merton, you need to be thinking and doing strategies right now while you're still working. The advice that got you to this point may not be the type of advice that'll get you through retirement successfully. So it could make a lot of sense for you to get a checkup and meet with our team of folks here at the Liberty Group to figure out how you can do this. With our personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan, my team will help coach you through making the right decisions with your assets and converting those into income as you try to visualize what the next phase of your life is going to look like. Coaching can make all the difference on the field. You know it. I know it. So take the first step now and get independent advice about what you need to retire the way you've always dreamed about. If you've saved at least $250,000, and this could be in a bunch of different accounts, just add it up together, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own personalized Protect Your Assets Life Plan created for you by my team. This is complimentary, but you must call right now, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Chances are you're going to learn something of value from our group. We have a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial planners right here waiting to talk to you. Call this number right now, 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, we're going to share how a big change in tax reform could impact you if you have a large estate that you're hoping to leave to your family. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. People ask me, why do they call you the Sandman? Well, that's because I help you sleep well at night by answering your most troubled legal or financial questions. You can always tweet me anytime you like at PYA Radio. And I love to read your questions on the air. So you got a legal, financial question, maybe just a life question. I'm always happy to give you my two cents. Anyway, I think we can all agree that taxes really matter because it's only what's left over after you pay your tax that counts. Yet we meet people all the time that are missing out on opportunities to save on taxes. And it's usually because they're not getting coordinated advice. Like our clients get a wealth plan that integrates tax efficiency, manages overall investment risk, and ensures what's left behind stays in the family. So on today's show, we've been discussing the tax reform proposals and what they mean for you. We've covered many aspects of this House bill, so you can start to prepare and think about how will you take advantage of it if they actually get through some of these changes. So what does tax reform mean to you? If you have a large estate that you're hoping to leave behind to your loved ones who you just spent the last few days with, and you're wondering, you know, how do we pass more of this wealth on to them? And what does that mean? How does that work? Well, right now, there is an estate tax that's out there, and the typical individual can pass on approximately $5.5 million to anybody they want without any kind of what's called the estate tax. And in California, there is no estate tax on your estate. But some other states around the country, there are. So first, you need to get educated on what are the tax rates that I would pay on my estate. And again, in California, there is not an estate tax on your estate, but there is a federal tax on your estate. And one of the biggest taxes some families will ever pay is this federal estate tax. This was once known as the federal death tax because this is the tax that your family pays to essentially inherit your money. And sounds silly, but current tax law states that if you have an estate, which is basically everything you own in total, everything, including your retirement account, your real estate, of more than $5.5 million, then anything above that could be taxed north of 40%. 40%, think about that. So if you have an IRA account where all that money has been sheltered all these years and it's just been tax deferred, taxes have to be paid on that too as the income comes out of that to your heirs. It's outrageous. So if you've saved $10 million, then it's possible your family will pay a 40% tax on $4.5 million when you're gone. That's $1.8 million tax bill. That's a toll that your family has to pay to inherit what's rightfully theirs. And to me, that's ridiculous. So things that you can do to help you through this is what we try and help our clients do with the estate planning attorneys that we have in this office and a CPA. And the good news is, if this tax reform does get passed in its current form, it'll double the federal estate tax exemption or eliminate it altogether, which would be really great news. Now, you don't want to get stuck in this sort of a thing as they try and figure out what it means. You want to get in front of this now. How do you pass wealth on to the next generation while the politicians duke it out in Washington? You need to get a plan together now that can help you, because listen, if you drop dead tomorrow, and that's the reality, folks, and you did nothing, well, all the good hopes and plans mean zip. So it's super important that you get in front of this while you still can. And if you're someone right now who's trying to get all your ducks in a row and trying to make sure that there isn't a surprise tax bill for your heirs who you really love, and you're trying to figure this out, then those are the right types of questions you should be asking right now. And you can get the answers you've been looking for, even if you're already working with an advisor or even an attorney that you're not real happy with. It makes sense to call our team of professionals here. We've got a CPA, estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial advisors who I've worked with. I've picked these guys. And they're dedicated to teach people like you how to meet and exceed your goals. We're not going to talk over your head. We speak plain English here. No tech, no jargon. We're educators first, wealth managers second. Now, here's what you need to do. If you need some help, you want to try and get this together right now, here's what I want you to do right now. Pick this phone up, 888-588-5818. Okay, I'm picking it up. You hear that? Pick it up, 888. Hit you. 888-588-5818 is that number. Call it right now, and you can get some help to all these questions that have been circulating around. As you're sitting there this weekend looking at your family, you want to protect them. 888-588-5818 is the number to call and get the answers you've been looking for. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, down there in Orange County, enjoying the sunshine. Network manager Kevin Renfer across the glass, working super hard. And of course, all the fabulous producers, Matt and Gabe back there in the studio. Matt, Nico, Stan back there taking your calls, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander. I'm the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.